Good morning. This is Tara Morgan with Voice of Vashon. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Voice of Vashon, your online, your island connection, streaming online at voiceofvashon.org. Welcome today to Marla Smith and Zeus, who's here to represent the Viva Arts Tour, Open Studio Tour, coming up this weekend, May 4th, 5th, and then next weekend. So hi, Marla.
Hi, Tara.
Hi, Zeus.
Hi, Tara.
How are you guys?
Doing good.
You must be feeling kind of crazy.
We're both right at the end here. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. So you're both presenting artists on the tour, of course, as well as running and coordinating everything. So thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me today. If you're listening out on Vashon Island and not sure what we're talking about, Viva, we're going to hear a little bit about Viva in a second. But the studio tour is the Open Studio Tours that's coming up this weekend. And we have it every spring and every holiday season. So we're going to hear details that you need to know. And if you're new to the island, welcome. You should have gotten a map in the mail. Hopefully you can dig back into your piles and find it, and it'll be your guide for the next couple of weekends. So first, we want to let our listeners know who we're talking to. And Marla, why don't you go first? Tell us who you are, what you do.
I'm Marla Smith. There are two Marla Smiths. I get congratulated on the work of the other Marla Smith, who is a fabulous photographer. I am Marla Smith the Potter, and I'm at the Three Potter Studio. And I've been making pots. I started making pots in the 70s. And then at the end of a career, I began making pots again.
Nice. And the Three Potters Studio is on Cemetery,
yes,
correct?
Yes, it's Liz Lewis, who has been a potter on Vashon for decades. It's her studio. Many people have taken lessons there and mm-hmm. loved it or gone to summer camp there. And there are three of us there, Liz Lewis, Karen Fievold, and myself, and we all make pots, but they're very different from each other, and the studio is going to be packed.
I've heard from the folks that your studio has been hopping. So if you're traveling on Vashon Highway and you get to Roastery/Vashon Center for the Arts, head west on Cemetery there, and you'll find the Three Potters. Zeus, what about you?
I am Zeus with Zeusco Jewelry. We have a studio down in Burton, and we make sterling silver and gold jewelry, lots of gemstones, lots of just plain silver. We have something for everybody.
And how many years has your studio been on the tour,
We've been on the tour for 10 years.
10 years now.
Is that even possible?
Wow.
That's crazy. We've been on island for 13.
Yeah.
God, time flies.
Right. So if you're looking for Zeus Studio, it's on Vashon Highway as you come down the hill into the Burton neighborhood. You can't miss it. There's always a very sparkly metallic fan or pinwheel of some kind right there.
Pinwheels.
And then head your way up into Zeus's studio and do some shopping. What are we talking about? So I've used the acronym VIVA a couple of times. Marla, you're the chair of the board of Viva, yes?
Correct. President.
And wouldn't you tell us what Viva is?
Viva is Vashon Island Visual Artists. And as that entity, it began in 2017. Previously, it was Vashon Island Art Studio Tour. And Cy Novick, our coordinator, has been doing it since 2013, and the tour goes all the way back to 1980, when the Four Potters started the tour, and then it Barnworks, the painting cooperative, joined, and each year since COVID, really, it's probably held steady at about 35 studios to 37. And everybody is on the tour. And as people who have lived on Vashon for any length of time know, there's a lot of art on Vashon. And there's also a lot of very accomplished artists on Vashon. So Viva as an organization changed around a bit. And we now really focus on three parts. And the first one, of course, are the two studio art tours, which are a very big deal to pull off. And as far as what they are, I've looked at brochures from many regional art tours over these past couple of years. And I have to say, ours is more down home in a way, but it is also more robust in a way, in that there are more artists. Also, more studios are open. There are more secret driveways you can go down and unusual places. And I can say without a single exception, everybody will welcome guests to their studios, whether you buy art or not. That's what I tell my friends.
Yes.
Come see the art. I don't care if you buy a cup. I want to see you.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. I think some people feel shy about going to something like an open studio tour because they don't want to walk in. And what if they're the only ones and they don't want to buy anything and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to be uncomfortable. But I have found that, you know, I love buying art when I can, for sure. But I just love seeing the process. I love asking process questions. I know that the artists on the tours probably get asked the same question 50 times a day. But, you know, as a barber, I get asked the same question every day, all day long. And I just come up with different ways of answering it. I mean, that's just part of it, you know. And there is a lot of opportunity to learn and to meet new people and see different things and maybe inspire you to get back into a craft or get back into a art form that interested you in the past. So we welcome off-islanders, we welcome islanders to the tour, and Viva, as a membership organization, I think has just been such a stronghold on the island to organize everyone and to get things off the ground like this tour. And we're going to talk about other Viva events coming up too. Okay, Zeus, why don't you tell us about this year's tour?
You know, it blows my mind every year at how much art there is on this island. Like thinking that we have, what, 10,000 people on the island, mm-hmm. and there is over 100 artists that participate in this event.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. We have 36 studio stops. A lot of them have more than one artist represented. So it's just a great opportunity. And like you mentioned, Tara, it's not about just buying the art. We participants on the tour just get really excited about meeting new people, mm-hmm. and being able to show off our space, our process. You know, for me personally, just having my entire collection where people can really see how the pieces evolve from one to another. Mm. You know, when you go to galleries that carry our products, it's a different experience because they handpick, they have maybe 10, 20 products. So they're not necessarily connected all together. But when you go to the studio and you see where the art is made and how it evolves, I think that's a really great opportunity.
Absolutely. And ask some questions, mm-hmm. and just...
And we do demos upon request too. I think that a lot of the studios that have the... I mean, now all our studios are clean for the tour, mm-hmm. so it might not be the working studio, but, you know, you can ask, hey, how do you do this? And I'm sure that most of us will be like, oh, yeah, and we won't shut up for 20 minutes.
Right. Well, and I think what I love about the tour is it is everything. It's photography, it's portraiture, it's jewelry, it's sculpture.
Pottery
and ceramics. And just there's so many different things that you can see. And if anybody's new to the island, or even if you've been here for a bit, it is just always fun to go down a road you've never gone down, or a driveway you've always been curious about, or you've seen their work at Swiftwater Gallery or at the Vashon Center for the Arts, and then you get to see where it's made, and you're like, oh, I know that artist. I'd love to see where it's actually made, and that's really fascinating for people. So 36 spots on the tour, and like you said, a number of the studios are more than one artist banding together, because I know some of the artists I've talked to, their studios are not visitor worthy, or they want to band together with another artist, and like Handmade on Vashon is an example of people who band together and present
or
their work.
Outstanding
in its field, yeah. Okay. Oh, baskets. Sorry, I didn't mention baskets and photography, and it just looks amazing. I just love it so much. This was my first introduction to Vashon, actually, when I moved here in 2018.
Mine too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I moved here in 2018. I moved into my house December 1st, and that next day was the tour weekend, and I was here to work for Vashon Center for the Arts, so I thought I should go out and meet the people, the artists. And I remember meeting Ilse Reimnitz. I remember going to Ilse's house a lot, and how sweet she was and how great she was, and
Sierkowski. And what a studio that is.
Yes.
It's three prolific artists.
Yes. And I think I went to Sierkowski and like right there in that area, Kingsbury kind of area. So again, if you haven't located your studio tour map, it is available on a lot of different countertops all over Vashon. Come to the Come On Barber shop. I'll have both postcards and maps. There's also an online searchable map, interactive map on the website, which I always give you guys credit for this website, and I'm going to give it to you again. The VivArt, it's vivartists.org,
.com,
excuse me, vivartists.com. And it's a really well-designed website. So if you're just interested in looking at photography, go have at it, look at photography. But if you're driving around, you will see visual yard signs that say art tour, and the number is listed on the sign. So if you're tracking,
it's bright orange, so you can't miss it.
Yeah, everybody gets the exact same sign, so that's how you're going to navigate it.
And you also mentioned this before, Tara, but everyone should have received a brochure in the mail.
Yes.
We did an island-wide mailing of brochures to everyone. So
yeah, I did hear that yesterday. I've been out of town, so I didn't see mine. I think it's actually up on our refrigerator right now, which is perfect. Are there any new studios or new members? I know we had one close. They had their last studio tour, Chris Beck's spot.
Waterworks.
Waterworks is no longer on the tour, but have we had any additions? Or
we do.
What's that?
We do. Well, Sylvia Paja, who is
really?
Yes, who is a longtime artist,
yes,
as you know.
I do.
So she is in her studio for the first time in a long time.
Ooh.
With her beautiful, beautiful etched glass, which, you know, one can see at Swiftwater. But for her to open her sweet little West Side studio,
yes,
is terrific. And Angela Lewis is going to be at Anurana's right next to Swiftwater.
Yes, okay.
With her paintings. Jennifer Hawk has been in galleries and another studio, but she is opening up her studio for the first time.
And that's one of the Beale Greenhouse studios, yes?
Yes.
Okay, I went there for the first time recently. What a trip. That's a really fun place to go. And I've lived here for 5 years.
It's little galaxy.
It really
is. It somehow exists in the center there.
Yeah, so if you see number 15 on the tour and number 16, I think, yes, they're both at the Beale Greenhouse. This is Logan Price on Beale Road.
He is not going to be there.
Okay, no Logan.
Yeah, he needed to be called. He was called away.
Okay, so if you're interested in exploring this Beale Greenhouse, you'll get to see Jennifer Hawk's stuff. That's great. Okay, Sylvia. I'm so excited about Sylvia.
Yeah, yeah. And what I'm excited about is as one goes down Cemetery Road, there is Roots and Dreams, which is a potter. Esteban Roach is having his sculptures in the yard. And then as as Renee's Assemblages, she has a beautiful studio upstairs.
I love her stuff.
I need to say what a huge Esteban fan I am. I'm a huge Esteban fan.
I'm a huge Renee fan.
Are you? I haven't had the chance yet.
Well, there you go, down Cemetery Road.
Okay.
And then if you keep going, comes the Three Potters, which is really easy to get to because we have an easy parking lot.
This is true.
And it's easy to see from the road, and the lights are on, and usually there are cars in the parking lot. And then a new studio is Lori Thorpe, a potter.
Aww.
Who's right on down the road.
I love Lori Thorpe.
So in one fell swoop, you can hit three clay stops.
Oh, it's the pottery corner of our shop.
Exactly. You know what? I'm just going to close the shop and come do this all weekend.
Yeah, you have to close the shop.
I know.
Yeah.
You guys have such a good selection, too, at your studio because you all three have such distinctive styles.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just getting into pottery finally.
You are?
Yes, I am. I have a whole pottery studio set up. Estevan's going to come and help me figure out what the heck I'm doing. And I'm so excited. I have so many ideas and so many things I want to make. And I know, I'm just super excited about it. But it'll be my 2024 pivot. So, and I've been always so inspired by the Three Potters Studio and Liz Lewis and Marla and Lori and Estevan and Stephanie Marotta and, you know, just all my favorite folks on the island. Okay.
Those, well, you know, I have to tell you, did you see the Heritage show about potters of the 70s?
I did.
13 potters in the 70s.
Yes. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. And Irene Otis doesn't do the tour anymore, does she, with her tiles?
No, she still has some. Talk about a prolific artist.
I know. We've talked about her before.
She has her work at Saw in town.
Oh, right. Okay.
That has a new name, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the new
name.
It does?
Oh, curious.
And then let me finish up the newies. Uh-huh. Rachel Fritz Watson is opening her studio. She's a painter. Her work is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Billy Jarko, he's known as Bill Jarko,
but I
think of him as Billy Jarko from Before, is opening up his studio with his wild, wonderful, smile-making, awe-inspiring art. And I'm happy about that.
I'm a huge Bill Jarko fan. Thank you.
And also, Docton Art Studio is kind of a generic name for a very special person. Barbara Benedetti Newton is a painter and pastel artist. Mm-hmm. And people who see her work at Swiftwater are without a doubt always amazed by her work.
Wow.
It's beautiful work. And she has moved. She was also here in the 70s. And she has moved back and has built her studio up. And so she's open. So now Docton has a little gang of studios.
Wow.
So it was worth it to go out there. It was always worth it to go out there. But there are several studios to visit in Docton now.
There's the old Docton Press.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
Docton Pottery.
If people are trying to figure out how to manage going to see studios, I would say break up the island into quadrants, you know, north end, mid island, south end, and then Maury, Docton, because, you know, depending on what your style is or your pace, because it can be a lot with just finding it, parking, you know, kind of making your way in, you know, to organize it. Use the map, use the resources. And if you are living on the island, take all 4 days. You've got 4 days, Saturday, Sunday, the next two weekends to enjoy all of this amazingness.
Well, you know, when I was looking through the brochure to be sure that I remembered what I was going to talk about, I thought, you know, one time I'm not going to be on the tour and I am going to go to every studio, because there's a couple of studios that I go to, that I run to if I have a couple hours off. And I'm always amazed, like Handmade on Vashon way at the north end.
Yeah.
I had no idea. It's a little gallery.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And there are 15 artists there now. There are actually six galleries on the tour.
That is the one little downside of actually participating in the tour, is that we don't get to go out and visit all the studios.
Yeah, I would think.
Because we're manning our own studio, right?
I would think. You don't want to leave. But then I'm sure in those moments when it's a little slow or you haven't seen anybody for 45 minutes, you're like, if I run, I can make it to this other studio. Okay, so hot picks, new members, new studios, check, check, check. Let's do some thank yous and some acknowledgments of the sponsors of the tour, people who make it possible. Of course, the Viva membership, people who pay their membership dues. That's part of being part of the tour. What else? Who do we need to thank?
We need to thank our sponsors on Vashon, who make it possible to do one of the things that we do, which is our scholarships.
Yes.
So those of you who live on Vashon know that there's a very powerful scholarship committee who has worked tirelessly for years and years and years. And the monies that come from our sponsors go only to the scholarships, because our annual dues is $25. Right. So that keeps us kind of, you know, croaking along through the year. So these are our sponsorships for this year. Heidi Grimsley, Vashon Adventures, whom very sadly is no more in that beautiful corner window.
They still are operating out of Jensen Point, though, kayaks and paddleboards. So just not doing the bikes, e-bikes out of town anymore.
Right.
Yeah, sad. I know. Yeah. Insurance.
Oh, yeah. Little Bird.
Woo-hoo.
Gardens. Come On Barber.
Woo-hoo.
Rock Island Pizza.
Nice.
Vashon Ace Hardware.
Of course.
Thriftway. And PSCCU, Puget Sound Cooperative Credit Union. And these folks are reliable sponsors.
Thank you.
And that's why we can keep doing scholarships.
So the scholarships will be awarded. We're going to talk about what's next for Viva. That's what our last final discussion will be. What's next for Viva? And I would imagine the kids are getting ready to graduate. So the kids who might get scholarships are in the process, right? Or have they already been gifted?
They never know until the very end. Isn't that amazing?
Does this have anything to do with the Scholarship Foundation?
It's completely about the Scholarship Foundation.
Okay. That's what I was checking because Come On Barber offered a scholarship this year to any graduate going to trade school, welding school, plumbing, barbering.
Good idea.
Hoping somebody's going to go to barber school. And I cannot wait for that event. If you don't know what that is, Vashon Scholarship Foundation is a wonderful group of people who make sure that every senior that submits a binder about themselves, it's a probably a personal statement and a resume.
Scholarship notebook.
Scholarship notebook, it's called. Every senior that submits one leaves the scholarship event with money in their hand for schooling. And it's just a wonderful idea as a community comes together. So the Viva Scholarship is part of that, and they don't know until that night.
Correct.
And these are kids who are going to study art or who have... Some interest in art.
Or who have an art background or who have an art interest and who have done some of it in school. Mm-hmm. And they have all sorts of ideas of what they're going to do.
And then in terms of upcoming Viva events, what's next for Viva?
Well, right now we have the membership show at VCA, which will be opening this first Friday. And it is our annual show. It is in its seventh year. Mm. It began with Kristen Wrights Green at the hardware store. Do you remember that, Suze?
Mm-hmm, I do.
And she's no longer on the island.
No, she's on San Juan Island.
She left us.
And I think she's rabble-rousing up there and getting the artists organized. And so now we have been at VCA for 5 years. And we fill the gallery and we have the atrium walls and there are going to be 86 artists. Mm-hmm. And it is a pretty amazing show because there are so many artists that whom you wouldn't see anyplace else.
Wow. And it's also a great timing for that show because it ties in with the studio tour. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the artists that are opening their studios during the tour are also represented in the VCA in the Viva show. So if you start there, you can preview in a way and
see
what you'd like to see more of.
Yeah, we talked about that last year because it's the miniatures show that's sort of the same idea that happens around the holiday tour where you can see samplings of the artists. So member show opens this Friday, first Friday. Woohoo. Tour opens this weekend, goes May 4th and 5th, and then Mother's Day weekend, May 11th and 12th.
10 to 5.
Weather looks
sunshine. Yeah. So we'll see if it gets
What
delivered.
Does the weather look like?
It looks a little bit of everything. It's that time of year where we just get sort of we get sunshine and then we get hail,
really warm though. So hopefully that will suffice for people to come out.
Well, last year it was almost 100 degrees on Mother's Day. I remember because my mother was here and my mother will be returning this year for the tour.
Oh, good.
Yes. Mom touches down Friday night.
Just in time
for the tour. Well, she's here for the tour. So
good.
Can't wait to host her for that. And our friend Sally is going to be taking her around on Saturday. She's usually good for about 4 studios, you know, and that's about it for her. But
4 studios is good.
4 studios is good. She usually does it in a concentration. She Unfortunately, one of her favorite people isn't on the tour this time around because they're traveling, Brian Fisher, but I think she'll find some other fun things. I know she's a big fan of pottery. She's a quilter, my mom. I grew up with my mom being part of a Appalachian craft guild and growing up with weavers and potters and quilters and everything. So,
may I say something about the galleries on the tour?
Yes, of course.
Okay. There are six. And one is Handmade on Vashon, which is the very north end. And there are 15 artists there. Mm-hmm. Valise, they advertise themselves as Vashon's oldest gallery.
And they're right next to us here at Voice
That's
of Vashon's
right.
station across from Camp Kovas.
Then there's Swiftwater in its second year, which is our co-op gallery. And there are 50 plus artists there. And you could start your tour there. There's a big map that's out in the hallway this year, and there's Outstanding in its field gallery, mid-aisle, mm-hmm. with six artists, and there is the VCA with a member show, mm-hmm. and also Eric Heffelfinger shows his jewelry. This is really the only place you can see his jewelry twice a year in the gallery shop at VCA.
The kiosk, yeah. Over in, it's the little section in the VCA lobby that sort of closes off. It's not the big gallery, but that is where you can find Mr. Heffelfinger's masterworks.
And himself.
And himself, usually. Always fun to talk to. Okay, well, I've had you for a little over a half an hour. See, we found lots to talk about for a half an hour. And I think we're going to sign off. But if you have questions about the tour or you just want to get out there, make sure you check out the interactive online map at viveartists.com. They also have an Instagram presence. And then you can't miss the signs all over the highway this weekend and next weekend. Thank you so much for coming, Marla. Thank you so much for coming, Zeus.
Thanks for having us, Tara.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Our twice annual conversation about the tour.
That's right.
All right, Vashon, this has been Voice of Vashon talking about the 2024 Viva Spring Studio Tour. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, Vashon.